Travel Mom.
Yeah, and every Tuesday, Andrea Bailey, mum of three, and the Tickets Travel Mum joins us to talk about destinations that she recommends for the whole family, for family travel. This week, we're talking about Nice and also off to Corsica as well.
Yeah, so far we've talked about general things to do in Nice. We've heard from an expat that it doesn't rain very much there. And we've also looked at day trips out of Nice. We've got Sandra on the line, who has got a couple more recommendations for us in Nice. Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Hi, what would you recommend heading over there with the family?
Well, I went with my kids to a waterfowl, but unfortunately I can't remember where it is exactly, but I think it's between Nice and Cannes.
Yeah.
And it had a dolphin show and, you know, lots of things to do there. So I think it's a nice thing to do with smaller kids.
And you've said you said the Maritime Museum, and I misread it. I thought it said the Marmite Museum. I got very excited, Sandra.
No, not the Marmite. That would be nice, wouldn't it? No, it's the Maritime Museum at, on the rocks in Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Very close by to the palace. So you can go and visit the palace, or part of it, which is quite interesting. And then you walk to the museum. And there's a beautiful up there view up there on the whole Monte Carlo. So it's really, really nice to do.
Most importantly, did you get a thumbs up from the kids for that one?
Yeah, Maritime Museum, definitely.
Super.
Really, really nice.
Perfect. Well, Sandra, thank you very much for chipping in. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Lauren's text in saying Nice is a fantastic coastal city to explore. So much to see and do. And you'd highly recommend staying for a few days and visiting the entire coast by train or road from Monaco to Antibes and Cannes. So thanks for that, Laura. And we're going to take a look at food now, aren't we, Andrea?
Yeah, that's one of the best things of travel, isn't it?
It is. So,
yeah.
Yes, definitely.
So like the lady mentioned earlier, Salade Niçoise, that's, of course, the brand ambassador of Nice when it comes to food. Of course, you've got your ratatouille as well, which is your mix of vegetables and herbs. So that's a famous export as well.
Yeah.
And of course, French desserts and pastries. I mean, you cannot be in France and not have that. So you've got your croissants, your eclairs, your macarons, your millefeuille, all of that. So
that
yeah.
That kills me, croissant. I even eat like the petrol station ones. So if I'm in France, it's two instead of one for breakfast for mm-hmm. me. It's killer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's marine part the lady was just talking about is Marineland, isn't it?
Yes, it's called Marineland, and it's actually a large marine park. It's actually the largest in Europe. So it's a theme park. You can interact with more than 4,000 animals.
I hate that.
They've got all their shows. So the dolphin shows and the sea lions and all of that.
I hate it. They shouldn't be doing it.
Well, another message coming in. Park Phoenix next to the airport is a great botanical garden.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another place well worth a visit. Let's take a look at places to stay and how to get there.
Yes. So you have, of course, budget accommodation all over the city. So it's easy to find little 3-star and 4-star hotels. But I'd like to talk a little bit about this particular one that we stayed at, which was called Negresco.
Okay.
It's situated right on the promenade, so it was beautifully located. It's actually opened way back in 1913, so they celebrated 100 years in 2013. And the current owner is 90 years old. It's a lady who's really involved in the day-to-day running of the hotel. So she's even though she's 90, she's still, you know, around it.
Yeah.
This fills me with fear. A 100-year-old hotel that has a 90-year-old lady running it.
She's almost as old as the hotel.
I'm thinking dust. That's what I'm thinking.
No, it's gorgeous.
And
definitely
trinkets.
Be surprised. No. It's beautiful.
Okay.
It's got the, you know, the typical pinks and yellows, and it's mm-hmm. so quirky on the inside. There's lovely furniture, beautiful paintings on the wall. It's like a museum by itself, in itself. It's just amazing. So I do recommend at least a night stay there.
Yeah.
How much would it cost?
This would be at least 1,000 dirhams per night on the year. So it is expensive, but it's worth it.
Sounds like it's well worth it.
Yes.
Let's look at getting there, and you've got a top tip for us as well.
Yes. So you have direct flights from Dubai with Emirates straight into Nice. You've got, of course, Turkish Airlines, Air France, Swiss Air, and Lufthansa that go with one stop. My top tip for Nice would actually be, if you're going to plan a 4-day stay or a 3-day stay, to actually look at getting the French Riviera Pass online for either 24, 48 or 72 hours.
Okay.
Now this obviously means you get the discounts and you know, you can actually have free access to a lot of the attractions there while you're there. So
can
that's
I just say, Andrea, you are pass queen, isn't she? She knows about every pass for every country.
I've got three girls, so I've got to be
now. Corsica is just around the corner, isn't it? And we visited Corsica as well, Steph.
It's where Napoleon was born.
It is.
Right, yes, that's the king of fame.
You can go and see his little house as well there.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
So what are the highlights of Corsica?
Well, I actually was intrigued because when I like Asterix, the comic. So for me, the Asterix and Corsica was what actually got me, you know, wondering how it would be and what it would be like. So when we planned the holiday, actually our itinerary included, we started in Malta. So we went Malta, Sicily, Sardinia, Corsica, and then ended with Nice.
Yeah.
So it was quite an unusual itinerary in that sense. But really, Corsica is such a beautiful island. There's so much to see. And you need at least a good 7 days to actually a week to go around and, you know, to see all of these places. So yeah. So
I had one of the worst experiences.
Oh dear.
You hired a car there, didn't you?
No. Court.
Oh,
is
yeah.
It called court?
Yes.
So basically we're on a cruise, mm-hmm. and we get back to our room after dinner. And obviously when you're cruising, you're kind of changing time zones as well. So I booked a hire car for the next day to pick up in court. So my idea was I get off the boat and then I get a train through the mountains, mm-hmm. which was incredible. 3 hours, like through mountains, through the trees, amazing views, valleys. Felt like Canada. It was incredible.
It is.
It's a really rickety old train, so I felt a bit sick by the time we got to the top. Anyway, we get there, and I get to the hire car company, and it's closed.
Oh.
And I'm like...
How am I going to get back?
But I'm driving this car back. So I don't speak the language, so I have, like, broken conversations about where is the guy who's running the little booth, mm-hmm. and it's a really, really quiet town. Like, there's only one shop, and it's got guns in the window. So I managed to find a chemist with a woman who actually spoke the language, and she rang them. And what happened was, it had clicked over to midnight... On the ferry, not the ferry, the cruise. Sorry, Mark. So then the next day was the day I was meant to get the car, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
I'd actually booked it for the following day. So they were closed.
Yeah.
And they had no cars. So I had to get the same train 3 hours back through the mountains.
Great.
Luckily, there was one, though. Need.
Yeah, good for you. Because the trains actually are not very regular, so it's lucky that you got it, yes.
Come and go. All right, what can we see? What can we do in Corsica?
Okay, so I'm going to start at the southernmost tip. So you've got a place called Bonifacio, which is really stunning because they've got these cliffs. It's really dramatic, and it's got a beautiful bay, lots of yachts in the marina. So it's really, it's more Italian in its feel, but very Riviera.
Okay.
So that's amazing. I mean, you've got to stay there. While you're there, you've got to go to you can go to the natural marina. There's a citadel and the old town. The citadel and the old town are actually located higher up, so that's quite a bit of a climb up. But of course, you can imagine the views would be absolutely fantastic. So this, I would say at least a night there.
Yeah. Okay,
and
then, yeah.
And of course, there's Corte, as Steph just mentioned. So that's the heart, the green heart of the island, really.
It was beautiful. Check your dates.
Yeah.
That's all I'd say.
Check your dates, yeah. So that's basically mountains and lakes. And if you like hiking and trekking, this is where you need to be. Little villages just tucked away behind the mountainsides. It is absolutely breathtaking.
There's
really.
Calvi as well?
Yes, there's Calvi. This is a port town, and it's located in the northwest. So this is where you would actually be, if you want to fly out as well. It's got the airport there. The citadel, again, is a big part of Calvi, and it's most important historical monument. Yes.
Okay, your top tip for Corsica, what would it be, Andrea?
The train journey from Ajaccio right up going to Calvi or Bastia, because like you said, it is absolutely beautiful, a bit rickety, but lots of trees, mountains, and incidentally, your train actually goes onto a beach as well. So we found ourselves looking onto people having their lunch, on the cafes just next door. And it was so funny because we've never been on a train that close to the beach. It was literally on the beach.
How do we get
brilliant.
There?
Sorry, yes.
When it comes to getting there.
Yeah, so flights, basically, you can either fly out from Nice into Bastia, Calvi, or Ajaccio, or you can actually take the ferry rides as well from Nice. You have a 2-hour or a 5-hour ride. It is recommended to go on the 5-hour one, even though it's longer, because if the water is choppy, your 2-hour journey is going to be really bad.
Mm.
Right.
So, yeah. Or alternatively, do what we did, which is take the ferry up from Sardinia into Corsica, but that's if you're in Sardinia.
Now,
yes.
We had so much more to get through that we ran out of time. It is all on the blog. Do go there and check it out today. DubaiEye1038.com. Everything we've talked about with some beautiful pictures as well. Zara did it earlier. And stick around because up next, we are going to be trying to make the most of time outside. The Dubai weather is really holding up. We've still got, I would say, a couple of weeks. And we've got Matt from Time Out coming in next to give us some great ways to spend it.